Mike, are you a Tony Bennett fan?
A Tony Bennett fan? Can't say I am.
That's a shame. From that city by the bay, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I say it's get an early lead. Jump on these guys early. We saw early in the season, I know it was when Alex Smith was at quarterback, but the Vikings jumped on him early and beat him. Late in the season, we saw Seattle jump on them early, get a big lead, and they beat them. They handled them. I think playing on the road in a playoff environment, the Packers don't want to be playing from behind. The Packers need to be playing from the lead.
Okay, and my key to the game is make him be a passer, and I'm talking about 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. I know I'm beating on this subject. I've been beating on this subject all week long, but I'm really serious about this. Make him be Alex Smith. They don't want Alex Smith in the game. They want Colin Kaepernick. We'll make this guy be Alex Smith. In other words, don't let him get out running around all over the place and the it's willy-nilly and you've lost discipline. You've got linebackers chasing this guy all over the field, and that's what Jim Harbaugh wants. He wants a dimension that Colin Kaepernick gives the 49ers that Alex Smith doesn't. Don't let him give them that dimension. Make him stay in the pocket and make him be a passer. Dr. Spofford, tell us about the injury report.
Well, it's about as clean as it gets for both teams here. Jarrett Boykin, wide receiver, and Jarrell Worthy, a defensive end, are out for the Packers. Everybody else on the Packers injury report is probable. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, you name it, they're probable. And also for the 49ers, everybody on their injury report is probable. They're not going to be missing anybody. The one injury worth talking about for San Francisco is Justin Smith with that torn triceps. We don't know how much it's torn or partially torn, whatever it is. Will Justin Smith be a full strength or close to full strength guy, and how will that impact this game?
And by the way, he nailed it last week on Christian Ponder. My player to watch is Aaron Rodgers, and here's why. When it gets to this point in the season, when it gets to the postseason, teams turn hard to what they do best. They turn hard to their true identity. And the Packers' true identity is that of a great quarterback and a great passing game, spreading you out all over the field and making you play pass defense. That's what the Packers are going to do tomorrow. That's what they did to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. That's what the Packers do best. They make you defend the pass all day with the best quarterback in the game throwing the ball, and that's who's going to be throwing the ball tomorrow. I pity the 49ers. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big, big day.
I'm going to go on the defensive side. My player to watch is Clay Matthews, and I say that because when the Packers made their playoff run, the Super Bowl run 2 years ago, they were getting big plays on defense. Tremont Williams with interceptions, B.J. Raji and Sam Shields with interceptions in the NFC Championship. I think the Packers are going to need to make a big play or two on defense on the road in order to win this game, and Clay Matthews is my guy.
Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, it's about stars in the postseason.
Yeah, it is. It's about stars. With that, we'll sign off for now, folks, but we'll invite you to join us Saturday night, 2 hours before kickoff, beginning at 5 o'clock Central Time. Vic and I will be live on the website, taking your questions, chatting and blogging throughout the game all the way to the end. So join us on Saturday night on Packers.com and enjoy the game.